now.
Halloween shooting arrest, California burning. I'm Barton Ecker. Chicago police have made an arrest in the Halloween shooting of a 7-year-old girl. She was shot while trick-or-treating with her family. Jeff McKay reports the shooter was not much older.
Chicago police worked fast thanks to a number of tips from the public and surveillance video in the area. Police believe the 7-year-old girl shot below her neck on Halloween was shot in a gang-related attack. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson visibly outraged.
Those involved don't deserve to be in our city. So I'm disgusted, but committed to doing everything we can.
Police locked up a 15-year-old boy on attempted murder charges. The gunman, apparently a member of the Gangster 26 gang, he was targeting a member of the rival Latin Kings. That 7-year-old girl dressed as a bumblebee for Halloween, she still faces two more surgeries. I'm Jeff McKay.
Leading Democrats were at the annual Liberty and Justice celebration in Iowa last night. Former Vice President Joe Biden says there are two presidents in this world who don't want him to lead the United States.
Number one is that Vladimir Putin doesn't want me to be president. And number two, Donald Trump doesn't want me to be the nominee. Spent a lot of money to make sure I'm not.
The president mocking former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke after he ended his Democratic presidential campaign. Trump commented about O'Rourke at his rally in Tupelo, Mississippi.
He came out of Texas, a very hot political property, and he went back as cold as you can be. So he was a nasty guy.
Dry, windy conditions continue in Southern California, but some progress reported in fighting the fires in Ventura County. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Ghosts and haunted houses have been on the minds of more than just trick-or-treaters. Correspondent Scott Carr tells us it's also something realtors and home buyers have to think about.
A majority of Americans surveyed by Move.org say they don't believe in ghosts, but 45% say they do.
I do believe in spooks. I do.
Among the believers, 59% say they've lived in a house that was haunted. For most, it just meant some strange sounds. It's a real consideration for realtors. 36% of respondents say they want nothing to do with buying a house that may be haunted.
I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of residence.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
And maybe some of those are among the 25% of those surveyed reported having to move at one point because their house was haunted.
Okay, I'm out of here.
I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best? Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Fridays are Fandango Fridays on WMAL. Register for your chance to win two movie passes to a show of your choice, courtesy of our friends at Fandango.com. Welcome to the day after Judgment Day. Meet your fate and secure tickets to see Terminator Dark Fate with Fandango. Don't get sold out. Head over to Fandango.com/get tickets. Plus, listen each Friday to find out if you're the Fandango Friday winner. Details online now at WMAL.com/contests.
Families. Beautiful, messy, unpredictable things. Some of the closest ones aren't even related. Because family doesn't just mean 2.5 kids, mom, dad, and a dog. Every family is different. That's why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data. Now you can share data between lines, mix with unlimited, and switch it up at any time. So you only pay for what you need. No other wireless carrier lets you do that or lets you automatically connect to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. Staying in touch with the ones you call family has never been easier. All while saving up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile. It's wireless reimagined. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit Xfinity.com/mobile.
Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. I was a runner who could no longer run. My life was being impacted physically as well as emotionally. Around the same time, my son was training to be a police officer. It was a lifelong dream he was finally fulfilling until shin splints. He couldn't move forward in training, and it looked like a career on his feet wasn't possible. Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, but thanks to Good Feet Arch Supports, everything changed. Plantar fasciitis, gone. Shin splints, gone. I was so impressed with these results, I bought the store. We now understand that proper body alignment starts with our feet. Good Feet Arch Supports aren't flimsy cushions you get from the drugstore. They are a lifetime product that a specialist takes the time to fit to your specific feet. Today, I'm running marathons again in my 50s, and I'm proud to say my son achieved his lifelong dream. Get back to the life you love with a free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
So far, the volume of traffic is light on the major interstates this morning. Beltway looking good throughout Maryland and Virginia, and no delays to report on 95 or 395 in Virginia. Earlier minor accident northbound 395 north of Glebe Road cleared away. Lane should be open there. Now keep in mind in the district, the Washington Nationals World Series Championship Parade is taking place today. So some street closures already in effect, including Constitution Avenue between 15th Street and 3rd Street and Pennsylvania Avenue between 15th and 14th.
Washington's Mall.
It's fabulous.
105.9 FM.
I can't thank you enough.
WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM. WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton and our producer this morning. And we have a choice of where we begin this morning. World Series Parade. Trump in Tupelo, or the Democratic candidates in Iowa? Flip a coin, going to the World Series. Indeed, the Washington Nationals, how about it? Championship beat the Astros 6-2, Game 7, down 2-0 much of the game, came back, big six-run rally, and the Nationals win the first World Series since 1924. I mean, it was the first World Series they were in since 33. They hadn't won one since 24. So what does that mean for us today? It means the 2019 Nationals Championship Parade begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon, starts at 15th and Constitution Avenue. There will be a rally at the end of the parade at Pennsylvania Avenue at 3rd Street Northwest. The rally will start around 3:30. The parade will go down Constitution Avenue, ending at Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd Street, where that rally begins at 3:30. There will be extra metro service in effect today. And, of course, the stations closest to the parade route, Federal Triangle, Archives, and Judiciary Square. But it will be busy today. John Matthews will join us later on this morning, and he will give us full details of what to expect downtown today in the Nationals Championship Parade starts at 2 o'clock. Well, back to the campaign. Back to the Washington grind. So, President Trump in Tupelo, Mississippi last night. The Democratic candidates were at the Liberty and Justice Dinner in Iowa. Let's take you to Tupelo first. This is how President Trump responding to the latest on the impeachment process, the first since the vote was taken on Thursday.
Yesterday, the Democrats voted to potentially nullify the votes of 63 million Americans, disgracing themselves and bringing shame upon the House of Representatives. They've been plotting to overthrow the election since the moment I won, but the people here that are highly sophisticated know long before I won.
Well, that was the president kicking it off, and he continued. Got just two more clips from the rally. Just want to give you a sense of his energy level, where he's at, what the message is. Again, President Trump in Tupelo, Mississippi last night.
They are coming after the Republican Party and me because I'm fighting for you. They don't like it. This is different. They've never had anything like this. Well, they've never had an election like 2016 either, have they? They've never had. They've never quite figured it out. And they know they can't win. So let's try and impeach them. How about that crazy Representative Al Green, right? You know, we got to impeach him because we can't beat him. I don't think so, right? I don't think so.
And he continues to drain the swamp in the nation's capital.
But they want to stop us because they know we are here, and that's what we're doing, and that's what's taken up so much time. We're draining the swamp in Washington.
So that's the president, and I was watching him on Fox last night. He starts midway through Tucker Carlson's show. They preempt the entire Hannity show, and then he goes into Laura Ingraham. He's on air at least well over an hour and 15, 20 minutes, maybe an hour and a half or so. Has not lost any energy. You would not know that the vote had in any way diminished his enthusiasm or his energy. So that was President Trump. Now, turning to the Liberty and Justice Dinner, which was taking place in Iowa last night. Democratic candidates there, except for Beto O'Rourke, because he wasn't there, because he dropped out of the race. Tweeting on Friday that his campaign has, quote, always been about seeing clearly, speaking honestly, and acting decisively. In that spirit, I announce that my service to the country will not be as a candidate or as the nominee. So Beto was out, but the rest of them were there. Elizabeth Warren, you probably heard about the healthcare cost estimates. I mean, they're all over the road on the cost estimates. Some say as high as $52 trillion in cost for her healthcare for all plan. She says the average tax won't go up for Medicare for all. For the average people, they're only going to tax the wealthy. Reports that it would put 2 million people out of work in the insurance industry. But that said, they did ask Elizabeth Warren last night about the tax implications.
Will you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for it, yes or no?
Costs will go up for the wealthy and for big corporations, and for hardworking middle-class families, costs will go down.
We heard it tonight, a yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer.
Yep, that was Pete Buttigieg on the end of it. So as he pointed out, she didn't answer the question, yes or no. If you're going to get $52 trillion out of all the rich people, there are not going to be any rich people left. So what do you do then? Pete Buttigieg making his case last night in Iowa.
And if talking about hope and belonging sounds optimistic to you for a time like this, fine. Call it optimistic, but do not call it naive. Because I believe these things not based on my age, but based on my experience. The purpose of the presidency is not the glorification of the president. It is the unification of the American people.
So that was Pete Buttigieg last night, and that's a sample of the very latest from the campaign trail on a Friday night as we are 1 year out from the election. Oof, can you believe it? We got a year of this stuff to put up with. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. It's 6:15 on WMAL, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
So far, a quiet ride this morning on the Capitol Beltway throughout Virginia and Maryland. On the inner loop past Old Georgetown Road, some debris reported in the roadway, so use caution there. Traveling on 355 in the Bethesda area, keep in mind a work zone is there southbound between West Virginia Avenue and Chase Avenue in the right lane. And also keep in mind in the district today, there'll be numerous street closures for the National World Series Championship Parade, including Constitution Avenue between 15th Street and 3rd Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine for that parade this afternoon, a high of 54, chilly tonight down to 35. Sunshine on Sunday, high 52. Overnight low Sunday night, down to 30. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 58. Clouds on Tuesday up to 61. And sunny Wednesday with a high of 58. Right now in the city, it's 33, but 31 in the Virginia suburbs. So when you go outside this morning, expect to spend a little time with the frost on the windshields. We will reach 54, though, this afternoon, and it's 6:16 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, they talk about the fog of war. It is the fog of impeachment. So what have you missed this week because of all the impeachment coverage? Well, the jobs numbers came out on Friday. They had expected 89,000 new jobs to be created. 128,000 jobs were created. Unemployment rate at 3.6%. Unemployment rate for African Americans at an all-time low of 5.4%. Those are the jobs numbers, but you probably didn't hear those in too many of the major media outlets. So, what else is going on? Well, Timothy Morrison gave testimony this week, and interesting, all of the spin that goes into these behind closed doors hearings. So you only hear what people want you to hear. However, he did release an opening statement. Now, Timothy Morrison, for about a year or so, he served as a special assistant to the President for National Security and as the National Security Council Senior Director for Weapons of Mass Destruction and Biodefense. Can you imagine his business card? Business card must be huge to get all that title on there. Anyway, did that for a year up until mid-July of this year. Then he became the Deputy Assistant to the President for National Security, serving as the lead interagency coordinator for national security issues involving Europe and Russia. So he's a pretty high-powered guy at the White House. Here's what he said. This is his statement, all right? I got this from the CNN website, so this is his statement. I listened to the call as it occurred from the Situation Room. To the best of my recollection, the MEMCON, that is the Memorandum of Conversation, accurately and completely reflects the substance of the call. I also recall that I did not see anyone from the NSC Legal Advisor's Office in the room during the call. After the call, I promptly asked the NSC Legal Advisor and his deputy to review it. I had three concerns about a potential leak of the MEMCON, but he goes on to say, I want to be clear, I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. Vindman, whose testimony you heard earlier in the week, Vindman went outside the chain. Interesting. So the Dems spin it their way, the Repubs spin it their way, but that's what Morrison said. I want to be clear. I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed. Vindman went outside the chain. Just so you have that. Senator Kamala Harris has announced that she will lay off staff and significantly cut costs to her campaign. Campaign manager's memo says that Harris is laying off staffers in her Baltimore headquarters. They're going to deploy staff from New Hampshire, Nevada, and California to Iowa, and they will cut the costs to her campaign. They say this further commits Harris to her all-in on Iowa strategy. If she loses in Iowa, likely to be all out. Speaking of all out, we said Beto was out. Well, Trump is out of New York. President Trump leaving New York City to become a resident of Florida. You don't pay taxes in Florida like you pay taxes in New York. Tax rates have gone up dramatically in New York City and New York State. And a lot of people are complaining about the services, municipal services in New York. I've been up there recently, and people I've spoken to after I said, gee, it seems a lot dirtier than it used to be. New York residents I spoke to agreed. So whatever's going on in New York, it's showing, not only to tourists, but to residents. So the president's leaving New York, and here's how he explained it as he was leaving for Tupelo.
Taxes, millions and millions of dollars in New York. And they've never treated me, you know, since I became president, they just haven't treated, I think, the office with the kind of respect. And I don't mind paying the taxes. New York is a very expensive place to live. But many bad things are happening in New York.
So what did the governor have to say about President Trump leaving New York to become a Florida resident? Well, here it is.
He's leaving New York. I don't believe he was ever a New Yorker anyway, because living in New York does not make you a New Yorker. And New Yorkers do not discriminate. And they're not anti-LGBTQ. And they're not divisive. But he never represented the New York spirit. So I say, good riddance to Mr. Trump.
Well, New York Democrats are not divisive. No, not at all. So anyway, that's Governor Cuomo on President Trump's departure. Don Jr. tweeting yesterday, pointing out that Governor Cuomo had been soliciting the former Donald Trump prior to become president. Cuomo had been soliciting him for campaign contributions in the past. That's a tweet from Junior. Anyway, continuing on, we're going to talk with John Gizzi a little more in depth about this later on this morning, but Katie Hill, congresswoman from California, will be leaving the Congress. Now, she was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee, run by Democrats, investigating Katie Hill for alleged affairs with staffers and some of the photographs that were out there that showed one of those relationships. Anyway, that was out and about. Katie Hill finally decided she would resign, and she was a bit feisty as she spoke on her final speech on the House floor.
I'm leaving because I didn't want to be peddled by papers and blogs and websites used by shameless operatives for the dirtiest gutter politics that I've ever seen, and the right-wing media to drive clicks and expand their audience.
Forgot to mention that she was under investigation by the democratically led House Ethics Committee. Didn't mention that at that point. Anyway, so Katie Hill is out. Another Republican is not going to run for re-election. John Gizzi will tell us about that coming up right after 7 o'clock. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us later on, and we're going to walk through the raid that got Baghdadi. And obviously, Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel, CIA-trained intel operative, will be a very interesting conversation this morning. K.T. McFarland is back. As you may have noticed, she took the month of October off to finish her book. So that's going to be up for pre-order in about 2 weeks, and we'll get a preview from KT this morning. And as you know, KT McFarland, the former Deputy National Security Advisor, she knows what happens when the president has to make a decision of the magnitude of the raid. She knows how that works in the White House Situation Room. So we're going to talk with KT about her reflections on her time as Deputy National Security Advisor in times like that. And also, she was very young in the Nixon White House. She knows what an impeachment looks like from the inside and as a young person. Interesting perspectives coming up from KT this morning. We'll also be joined by Cheryl Atkinson, and we've got Jennifer Harper coming up very shortly with some interesting poll numbers. And we'll talk with Michael Clinton. He's authored a book on running, and why do you say you're going to talk to him this morning? Well, did you get excited when you were in the Marine Corps Marathon or watched it? Maybe a little motivation to get out and run again or exercise a little bit. The New York Marathon is tomorrow, and he's a New Yorker, so he'll tell us about that. So we'll find out what's going on at the New York Marathon tomorrow. So We'll talk with John Matthews coming up between 7 and 7:30. We're going to talk to John about the parade and get more details on what to expect in the 2019 Nationals Championship Parade. It starts at 2 o'clock at 15th and Constitution. And we'll have all the details coming up with John Matthews later on this morning. 25 after 6, it is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us.
Do you know when you should start taking Social Security? Should you pay off or keep your mortgage? Have you discussed qualified charitable distributions? How much can you afford to spend in retirement? Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We not only manage investments for our clients, we help you make good decisions about your realistic and enjoyable retirement.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
We're introducing great packages with faster speeds, more solutions, and bigger savings. Right now, save over $200 per month on fast, reliable internet and voice with our new business packages starting at $99.99. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Everyone has their favorite travel upgrades, but there's one upgrade that beats them all. TSA PreCheck. Enroll today at TSA.gov. Enrollment is easy. Just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
It's 6:30 on WMAL, and in the news at this hour, Joe Biden's campaign is dismissing as, quote, mathematical gymnastics Elizabeth Warren's promise of financing a single-payer government insurance system without a middle-class tax hike. Top Biden presidential campaign deputy said that Warren's plan underestimates the cost and overstates savings while obscuring the costs to the middle class. In Virginia, there will be elections this coming Tuesday. Voters across several other states also heading to the polls, including Mississippi and Kentucky. Democrats hopeful that new victories in Virginia could serve as a model for other southern states. President Trump has named Chad Wolf to be the next acting head of Homeland Security, the fifth person in the job for this administration. Trump making the announcement yesterday outside the White House that ended weeks of speculation as to who would head up the department after Kevin McAleenan resigned in October. Wolf was the chief of staff to the former DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Today is the big day downtown. It is a 2 o'clock kickoff for the 2019 Nationals Championship Parade. Again, parade begins 2 o'clock, 15th and Constitution Avenue, Northwest, proceeding along Constitution Avenue. It will end at Pennsylvania Avenue and 3rd Street. There will be a rally beginning at 3:30. The program featuring the players, coaching staff, and the trophy. Students from D.C. schools will walk the route along with marching bands, Little League teams, and members of the military. Now, D.C. officials are saying parade goers will be able to enjoy the festivities with a pedestrian-only zone. All vehicles, including bikes and scooters, will be banned from the parade perimeter. Of course, Metro will be adding extra trains and will be doing basic rush hour level service between 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. today. 6:32, it is time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far in Virginia, traffic moving well on 395 in the main lanes. All earlier road work cleared away. HOV lanes closed for weekend road work. So far, no delays or problems on the freeway or on DC 295. Now, keep in mind in the district today, of course, the Washington Nationals World Series Championship Parade is taking place. There will be numerous street closures in effect, including 15th Street between Independence Avenue and New York Avenue, and also 3rd Street between Madison Drive and Constitution Avenue. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, a high of 54 for tomorrow, 52 degrees high temperature with the overnight lows tomorrow night down below freezing, down to 30 on Sunday night. More sunshine Monday with a high of 58, cloudy on Tuesday, high 61, sunshine Wednesday, high 58. Right around freezing here in the metro area, it's below freezing in the northern Virginia suburbs, and we're looking at a high of about 54 today. 6:33 now on the Saturday morning update.
Families. Beautiful, messy, unpredictable things. Some of the closest ones aren't even related. Because family doesn't just mean 2.5 kids, mom, dad, and a dog. Every family is different. That's why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data. Now you can share data between lines, mix with unlimited, and switch it up at any time. So you only pay for what you need. No other wireless carrier lets you do that or lets you automatically connect to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. Staying in touch with the ones you call family has never been easier. All while saving up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile. It's wireless reimagined. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit Xfinity.com/mobile.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down.
I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
It is the Saturday morning update. It is great to have you with us as we all recover from the Nats win. Big parade today, Halloween this week. Wow. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. And, of course, we have the circus on Capitol Hill to consider. But, yes, good morning.
Well, I was trying to keep it upbeat and positive. But now that you mention it, there will be a lot more to hear about impeachment in the coming weeks. And if the coming weeks are anything like the past few weeks and months, it will be very troubling to see the continuation of attribution to anonymous sources, unnamed sources, and the notion that people hear somebody say something and all of a sudden that hearsay is reported as fact ultimately.
Oh, yes, indeed. And the takeaway message here, and this happens during any of the crises on Capitol Hill, anonymous sources have become the norm, and this is not a very good thing. In fact, anonymous sources have almost become broadcast stars themselves. And I have some numbers for you today. If you're wondering how many stories are actually sourced anonymously, so we don't know where they come from, but they're reported as facts, as the bottom line on all of this. And let's get back to these numbers that I was telling you about. If you're wondering about how much of the news is relying on anonymous sources, and our friends over at newsbusters.org, always a good and smart organization over there, they have done a study of some of the coverage on the big three networks, that's ABC, CBS, and NBC, and they began tracking this for about a month. And so they found that the three networks together devoted 322 minutes to the impeachment probe in their evening newscasts, and they made 140 separate news segments about this subject, and of those, 57% of those stories relied on anonymous sources. Again, this is coming from newsbusters.org. They're very meticulous about counting things and relying on facts themselves, so that's a good source. 57% of the stories you're hearing are likely from anonymous sources. And the Newsbusters folks, actually this is Bill D'Agostino, he's an analyst over there, he points out that a lot of the guides to the media and the Society for Professional Journalists say that anonymous sources should only be used in very rare circumstances. And it's right, I looked up some of the guidelines from the Society for Professional Journalists, and right there in front of you says you owe your readership the dignity of knowing where these stories come from, or words to that effect. But anyway, anonymous sources are now broadcast stars.
Democrats putting forth a very diverse field of candidates. And what are the polls telling you about how the American public reacts to certain issues, preferences?
Well, the variables now are launching into identity politics these days. And there's a great poll out there that is asking people, what kind of a president are you ready for? And they've asked for the reactions to all kinds of presidents. So let's get into the numbers very quickly. This is coming from a Political Morning Consult poll of about 2,000 registered U.S. voters. And they asked, are you ready for a female president? And 70% of all U.S. voters say America is ready for a female president. That even includes 53% of Republicans and, of course, 84% of Democrats. Then they said, are you ready for an unmarried president? Well, 63% of the nation do not have a problem with an unmarried president, including 56% of Republicans and 71% of Democrats. And how about a Hispanic president? Well, that's fine, too, with the majority, 56% say the nation is ready for a Hispanic president, 44% of Republicans, and 66% of Democrats agree with that. What about a gay or lesbian president? 40% of the nation are ready for a gay or lesbian president. That includes 22% of Republicans and 54% of Democrats. And last but not least, 38% of the nation is ready for an agnostic or non-religious president. Again, that's 38% are ready for that. including 24% of Republicans and 48% of Democrats. So identity politics is entering the polls here. This is coming from Politico and Morning Consult.
A lot of talk about the connection between youth and the country and where the country is going. You wrote an article this week that looks at it from two sort of opposite perspectives.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think a lot of people are really getting concerned about the level of political correctness on college campuses and how this is influencing the kids and kind of taking away a lot of the joy in their lives. And a lot of people have commented on this, including Everett Piper. He's the former president of American University. He told Fox News that all this political correctness, he says, we've created a monster that's turning around to consume us. When you teach bad ideas, you get bad culture, bad community, bad government, and bad kids. When you teach good ideas, you get good kids. Again, that's coming from Everett Piper. And amazingly enough, President Obama, also former President Obama, also commented on this whole trend towards kids kind of getting removed from reality or like, who knows what it is. But this is what he told a very youthful audience in Chicago this week, and he's got a cultural concern. He says, this idea of purity, and you're never compromised, and you're politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. Again, this is coming from Mr. Obama. He said, I get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people, and that's enough. Well, that's not activism. That's not about bringing about change. If all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. Again, that's coming from President Obama. And interestingly enough, our friends over at the Heritage Foundation are kind of coming out in a big way to counter all of this, because they have founded the Edwin J. Fulner Institute, and this is named after the organization's founder, and it is kind of charged with restoring the confidence in America's founding values and principles, all those things that have kept us going over all these centuries. And here's what Heritage President Kay Colt Jones has to say about this. She says, America is exceptional and America is great, and it is our duty to make sure that the future generations know these truths and know why they are the truth. Again, this is coming from Kay Colt James. Many people today just don't understand the uniqueness of this country and why what the founders created was so special. They don't understand that it's our founding principles that created the strongest, most free, most prosperous nation in the history of the world. Without this basic understanding, without this basic appreciation for our country, they have no idea why it's worth preserving. And that's very well said, and I'm going to watch what goes on at the Edwin J. Fulner Institute, because they're going to try to get that message out.
The Democrats, including Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, promised us a bipartisan impeachment process. We'd only move forward if it was bipartisan. It was anything but bipartisan this week, except if you count the couple of Democrats that voted against it. However, you report on a bipartisan moment, at least.
Yes, it is a moment. It's a very rare moment. I couldn't believe what I was reading, but I read it anyway. This was an event that happened on Wednesday. And here's what happened, very simply. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy went out on the grounds of the Capitol and they plant a tree. How about that? This is something that was organized by Representative French Hill. He's an Arkansas Republican. And they all went out to the grounds of the Capitol to plant a white oak tree. And they were intent on honoring Theodore Roosevelt. And the trio, all three of them, they cited the 26th president's role in conservation. If you don't know, Theodore Roosevelt, he created the Forest Service. He established 1,500 national forests, 51 federal bird reserves, 5 national parks, and designated 200 million acres as a national forest, and that's among many other things. But anyway, this was just kind of a quiet moment. Didn't get any press or anything, but Mrs. Pelosi and Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Hill were all out there with a white oak tree, and I think they had maybe a quiet moment of peace. I don't know, but it was interesting.
And she still had time to make it to New York to be on Colbert Thursday night. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, and go Nats.
Indeed. And we will tell you more about the parade. It starts at 2 o'clock. John Matthews will join us in about a half an hour or so. He'll have all the details. 2019 Nationals Championship Parade. 2 o'clock this afternoon. Starts at 15th and Constitution. The weather's going to be great, and we'll tell you about that next. But first, Michelle Murray's got the traffic. WML Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on the Beltway this morning in Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, on the inner loop at Central Avenue, there is a long-term construction zone there closing the ramp from the inner loop to go eastbound on Central Avenue. Elsewhere, things are looking good on 270 from Gaithersburg to the Beltway, and no reported troubles right now as you make the trip on 95 in Maryland from the Beltway out towards Laurel and Calverton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's perfect weather for a parade in November. We're looking for sunshine today, a high of 54. Tonight's going to be chilly again, down to 35. Sunshine on Sunday, high 52. Overnight low Sunday night, down to 30. Mostly sunny on Monday, high of 58. We'll be up to 61 on Tuesday. And Wednesday looks like sunshine, and we'll be up in the low 60s again on Wednesday. In Northern Virginia, 31 degrees, 33 in town, and we're headed to 54 this afternoon, 646 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you with us. The Marine Corps Marathon this past weekend, and if that served as an inspiration to you to put on the running shoes, Michael Clinton can add multiple new dimensions to your experience. Michael Clinton has been running for over 40 years. He is the author of Tales from the Trails, runners' stories that inspire and transform. Michael Clinton is also a magazine publishing executive, his most recent role president and publishing director for Hearst Magazines, and that included the oversight of 25 magazines, including Esquire, Harper's Bazaar, Oh, the Oprah Magazine, and many more. And it's great to have you with us this morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rick. Great to be here with you.
You put forth in the book that running is simple, but it is so much more than exercise. Tell us a little bit, just in general, about the added dimensions to running from just getting out there and you know, getting a little bit of exercise an hour or two a day.
Yeah, no, thanks. I mean, for certain, running has a physical, you know, benefit to it, but the real benefits are what I would call mental, or as many friends call moving meditation. Because when you're out there, your head clears and you're able to think about your life and your family and your work and solve a lot of issues and problems. And I think if you talk to a lot of runners, they will tell you that, you know, running is their own form of therapy that allows them to sort of open up their mind and see what's going on in their world.
What I thought was interesting in the way you approach the book, you have 20 contributors that add to what you write about the experience of running and the benefits of running. And one of them that I thought was kind of interesting is diplomacy on the run. And I thought that might be kind of fitting for a Washington audience.
Well, actually, the author is a Washingtonian, Amir Arasta. He lives in Washington. He is an American citizen, but is from Iranian descent. And he writes a story about running in Tehran. He was the only American who ran in that race. He wore a American headdress on his run. He was on national television there, and he was a real curiosity. And he chose to do that run because of trying to bridge the worlds through running, which happens. But yeah, many of the stories talk about, you know, dealing with grief and finding love and coping with addiction, as running as a way to get out of it. So they're very personal stories from the different collaborators. I myself have run 7 marathons on 7 continents. I'm one of less than 1,000 people in the world who've done that. So running a marathon on Antarctica is a story in the book, of course, but is its own amazing life experience.
Well, you mentioned dealing with disappointment in life and the road to recovery, and those are actually two chapters in the book, dealing with the big D, disappointment, and I think that could be helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, runners are obsessed with their time and, you know, their training, and if they didn't hit their get to a race because of an injury. So disappointment is sort of just part of the everyday life. If you know of any runner, they'll be happy to tell you about their ailments and their missed times. And I think it's a great metaphor for learning that life does have disappointments, and you have to learn how to cope with them and find a way to move on. And I think runners, naturally do that because there's always going to be another race. Just like in life, there's always going to be another day. So we have to sort of pick ourselves up and move forward from our disappointments.
And also the notion of recovery, and it could be recovery from the loss of a spouse or a longtime relationship. It could be the loss of a parent. It could be recovery from substance abuse. I mean, many dimensions to the notion of recovery.
Yeah, no, in Tales from the Trails, in the book, there's a story, an amazing story of a man who overcame his alcoholism through transferring that addiction to running. He is now the president of a major company, and he tells his story. There's another young man's story in the book who, when he was about 20, lost his father and had a really hard time coping with it, and went out and ran a marathon as a way, began to run and then ultimately ran a marathon. He's ultimately run 100 marathons, which is, quite a feat. He's only 35 years old, but he really talks about how that was his coping mechanism. So I think, these are human interest stories. I like to say the book is for runners, but also for people who just like great human interest stories, because they're inspirational in so many ways.
Now, you mentioned your experience in running many marathons. The New York City Marathon is tomorrow.
Correct.
Michael, having been in a marathon, give us a sense of what that experience is like.
Well, first of all, the New York City Marathon is the mother of all marathons. It's the largest one in the world. This is the 49th annual, so next year is the big 50th. And it's a very festive run, and along the entire course, New Yorkers and visitors are out there cheering everybody on. So, that particular race goes through all five boroughs. So if you're not a New Yorker, you get a great sightseeing tour of the city. And it is, one of those races that is just a huge amount of bountiful experience because of all of the locals that are out cheering you on.
So a casual jogger may be listening this morning, or somebody that has run in the past but maybe not running these days. What encouragement could you give them, or suggestions that if they want to get back into it?
You never give up. You're always out there pushing yourself. It's a great way that people can build stamina and build discipline in their lives. Every runners have some kind of little, pain or an injury, but you work through that. And what I like to say is, if you're out there and you're running 2 miles, you can run 4 miles. And if you're running 4 miles, you can run 6 miles. So just stay with it and keep building on it, and you'll see all of the great physical and mental benefits that it'll bring you.
Not only are you an author, but you have been a publisher, including some of the major magazines around the country. So I would think you would have a command on what you would like to see as the takeaway for someone who reads the book.
The key thing in the book is all of my collaborators and I try to give life lessons. Running is merely the vessel. So if you're a runner, you'll relate to the running aspects of the book. But if you're interested in human interest stories, once again, you'll get some great life lessons that you'll be able to use in your everyday life.
Tales from the Trails, Runner Stories That Inspire and Transform, is available at your nearest bookseller, also at Amazon.com. And Michael Clinton, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. Have a ball at the marathon tomorrow.
Rick, thanks so much, and happy running to you and everybody else.
Thank you. And with the parade today, instead of taking the metro, maybe put on the running shoes and jog down, since there are no scooters or bikes allowed on the perimeter of the parade route. Keep that in mind if you are going down. John Matthews has a lot more details on our 2019 Nationals Championship Parade. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll chat with John on that. Right now, it's 6:54, and this is the Saturday Morning Update.
Families. Beautiful, messy, unpredictable things. Some of the closest ones aren't even related. Because family doesn't just mean 2.5 kids, mom, dad, and a dog. Every family is different. That's why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data. Now you can share data between lines, mix with unlimited, and switch it up at any time. So you only pay for what you need. No other wireless carrier lets you do that or lets you automatically connect to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. Staying in touch with the ones you call family has never been easier. All while saving up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile. It's wireless reimagined. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit Xfinity.com/mobile.
You know what one of my favorite jobs is as a business owner? Sharing Goodfeet stories. Now I've shared my story, how I love the Goodfeet Arch Support so much that I bought the store, but here is another Goodfeet story I received recently from a customer named Betsy. I was at my wit's end. I had tried several arch supports and visited doctors in an effort to regain some mobility. I had heard about the Goodfeet store, so I drove over and limped in with a walking cane. I was met by Jackie, and so began my freedom to move again. She fitted me, and once I walked around the store, I knew I'd found the answer to foot pain. Then came the question, how much? Knowing what I know now, I'd pay five times as much. I've walked off 75 pounds, and I'm still going. I just celebrated my 71st birthday, so don't let anyone tell you you're too old or it's too late. It's not. Fix your feet and keep moving. Thank you, Jackie and the Goodfeet Store. Isn't it time to get your Goodfeet story? I'm Jonathan Cotton. Come on in for your free fitting and test walk of the Goodfeet Store in Richmond, Newport News, Fairfax, or Rockville, Maryland.
Does Dan Helmer have the judgment to represent us in Richmond? When two brave women came forward with disturbing allegations of sexual assault against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, Helmer looked the other way. Helmer refused to support a bipartisan independent investigation of Fairfax's alleged sexual assaults. Now, Helmer is covering up his close ties to Fairfax, deleting social media posts that show him rubbing elbows with Fairfax. Dan Helmer put Justin Fairfax and his own political career ahead of the victims. Dan Helmer doesn't belong in Richmond. There's a better choice. Our delegate, Tim Hugo, is fighting to hold Justin Fairfax accountable, and he's getting justice for survivors of sexual assault. Hugo has passed numerous bills to crack down on human trafficking and to treat survivors with the respect they deserve. Tim Hugo is a strong and caring leader.
I'm Tim Hugo, candidate for delegate, and I sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by friends of Tim Hugo.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
We talk about all this funny stuff. How can you not laugh?
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Woo!
Details at WMAL.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Saturday morning update at 6:58, and if you work during the week, you probably don't have time to keep tabs on testimony and hearings and votes and debate on Capitol Hill. So just a couple of quick bites from this week. This is during the impeachment vote process, just before the vote. This is the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy on impeachment.
That speaker said impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, the word of bipartisan, I do not think we should go down that path because it divides the country. What has changed since those words have been spoken?
Here's Nancy Pelosi after the vote. This is cut number 12.
The argument that they're making on the floor is not real. This is a sad day. It's a sad day because nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president of the United States. No one. We come here to do the work, make the future better for our children, for America's future. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
Well, that's both sides of it. Obviously, it will continue, and we'll continue the conversation on it with John Gizzi right after the 7 o'clock news. He's the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. Cheryl Atkison will join us. John Matthews will be joining us and give us the rundown on today's Nationals parade and celebration, big rally. It all starts at 2 o'clock. The rally starts at 3:30, and John will have that for us coming up around 7:15 or so. Then we'll be back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland is back with us. And that's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Congratulations to the world champion Washington Nationals. You finished the fight. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. No doubt many of these fans who celebrated the Nationals World Series win at Nats Park Wednesday night will be downtown this afternoon, as well as Washington welcomes the champions back home. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
The parade will begin at 2 o'clock. It will run from 15th and Constitution. It will run eastbound to...